You are listening to the She Runs the Show podcast with Cassandra Vaughn, episode 345, the solo series.
I don't know what you heard, but she rocks the show.
Are you ready to say goodbye to distraction, analysis paralysis, and shiny object syndrome and say hello to laser-focused, consistent, daily, massive action, DMA? If you said yes, check out my online course, the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. In this course, you will learn my daily massive action system that you can use to plan, prioritize, and take consistent daily massive action on your biggest life goals. If being consistent is something you struggle with, this course is definitely for you. Learn more by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Again, learn more about the Daily Massive Action Masterclass by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 345, How to Strategically Plan Your Week. Cassandra with you here. All right. So I love strategic planning. I really, really do. And I believe that when you are a business owner, you have to be strategic, both with your time and with your, what you focus on. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about how can you, because there are many ways to do this. I'm going to give you my way. And if you would like a copy of the weekly planner that I use every single week of every single year, in fact, I literally have a red folder that I keep every week of every year, the completed weekly planner, in so that at the end of 52 weeks, I can evaluate, like I can do an end of year assessment and look through each of the 52 weeks just to see where I'm at with things. Really important when you want to do solid, accurate end of year reflections. If you want my weekly planner, then be sure to go to CassandraVaughn.lpages.co/weekly-planner/. I will also put that link in the description. So again, grab the weekly planner that I use. You can grab it for free. Go to CassandraVaughn.lpages.co/weekly-planner/. Okay. So I'm going to share with you my really, it's a little OCD, my way of strategically planning my week. And because it's so important, I can't tell you enough. Benjamin Franklin could not have been more right when he said, if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. Let me say that again. Ben Franklin, if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. Now, other caveat to that. I oftentimes will see lots of people who spend hours and hours planning and not enough time doing. So I'm high execute. In other words, what I mean is I like to take action and I like to get a lot of stuff done in as little amount of time as possible. So I'm also going to tell you, yes, plan, but please be sure at the end of each week you have spent way more hours doing than you have spent planning. If you are spending more hours planning than doing, something is off in that equation and you need to quickly assess and shift the gears. Okay, so in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to strategically plan your week. And I'm going to give you a number of steps. These are the steps that I typically take. And I'm going to talk about some of the nuances to each of the steps. And we're going to go over 5 steps to strategically planning your week. Step number 1, when you're thinking about strategically planning your week, number 1, schedule a recurring appointment for your daily non-negotiables. This is when I am planning my week. At this point, they're recurring appointments on my Google Calendar, so I don't really have to reschedule them. Sometimes I shift them a little bit depending on the week, but there are certain things. The first thing you've got to do before you decide what is happening in this upcoming week specifically, the first thing I recommend you do is schedule a recurring appointment for your daily non-negotiables. Now, you might be saying, well, what, Cassandra, are my daily non-negotiables? I'm going to give you some prime examples. Sleep. Your startup and shutdown rituals that you do every single day. You need 10 to 15 minutes in the morning for your startup ritual, whatever it is, and then 10 to 15 minutes in the evening for your shutdown ritual, whatever it is. It could be, I mean, you know, my shutdown ritual typically is chamomile lavender tea, right? So and Tetris. Those that lately that's been my shutdown ritual. I make the tea, I have chamomile lavender tea, and I play some Tetris on my phone. You might have a different shutdown ritual, but you need every single day an appointment on your calendar for the startup and the shutdown rituals, and they should occur at the same time every single day, 7 days a week. Meals. When are you eating? I like to eat every 2.5 to 3 hours, so I actually have a 30-minute block of time for each of my meals. Now, I don't typically use, with the exception of breakfast, the whole 30-minute block, but the time is blocked off. And depending on what uniquely changes in my day or in my week, I'll move those blocks. But one thing I know for sure that is non-negotiable, I'm eating every 2.5 to 3 hours. So sleep is a daily non-negotiable. Your startup and shutdown rituals are daily non-negotiables. Your meals, if you have children that require drop-off and pick-up and this rehearsal and that practice, the drop-offs and the pick-ups need to be scheduled appointments on your calendar. And yes, they do take a lot of time. They do. So you've got to put it on there. Meditation, if you want to do that consistently. Workouts, if the times don't vary. Even if they do vary, I would still suggest you put a recurring appointment color-coded and just call it workout. And then each morning you can kind of say, okay, this morning I'm going to work out at 5 a.m., but then tomorrow, given my schedule, I'll work out at 2. So you want to have that in there. So step number one is make sure that all of your daily non-negotiables, from eating to sleeping to workouts to meditation, that they are scheduled as recurring appointments on your calendar. It does a number of things. One, it gives you a better idea when you're going into actually planning the big action items every day of a particular week, how much time you actually have for those things, right? Like once you start to see how much time sleep, taking a shower, getting dressed, if you do any sort of evaluation or reflection or journaling, once you start to see those non-negotiables and how much of your day they take, it gives you a much better way to assess kind of what is left over, and then you can plug those things in. So step number one to strategically planning your week, schedule a recurring appointment for your daily non-negotiables. Step number two to strategically plan your week, plan and schedule your acts of self-care. So meditation might be for you an act of self-care. Workouts, hair, nail, skin, massage, sauna appointments, and please include the travel time to those places. If you know that your sauna, where you do your sauna stuff, is 30 minutes away, then make sure on the front end of that sauna appointment and on the back end you have 30 minutes each way, because drive time does take up time. So make sure that, number one, you put all of your daily non-negotiables, they are recurring appointments, on your schedule. Step number two, put your acts of self-care on your calendar before we even get to the work of the day. Yes, I said that. Then step number three, now we get to, what are my daily priorities? What's the DMA, the daily massive action I want to take? So step number three is schedule each day's focus blocks, 1 to 4 hour focus blocks. So this is where we get into the nitty-gritty details, right? So I have my daily non-negotiables, sleeping, eating, showering, dropping kids off, meditation. I have my acts of self-care. I've got all my appointments in my calendars. Now I get to, what am I working on every single day this week? And you typically, if you're going to get daily massive action in, it should be no less than a focus block of an hour and no more than 4 hours in one stint, because your brain and your body need breaks. So when I say step number three is schedule each day's focus blocks, 1 to 4 hours, that includes meetings. So that could be, if you're a coach, meetings with clients. If you work for a company, meetings at work. So meetings, content creation blocks, research, writing, checking your social media. Make sure you put checking social media in a focus block. Otherwise, you will wind up spending way too much time on social. Practicing an instrument, if you play the piano or the violin or you practice voice. Study time, if you're currently working on studying, whether it's for a degree or certification, licensing exam, that needs to be in a 1 to 4 hour focus block of time on your calendar for the upcoming week. And then, of course, things like budgeting and financial planning, which, again, you might also consider budgeting and financial planning an act of self-care. You might want to put it on a weekly or a daily schedule. But again, that to me is in those 1 to 4 hour focus blocks after you have already scheduled recurring appointments for your daily non-negotiables, and you've already accounted for any of your acts of doctor's appointments or acts of self-care. So you want to make sure those things and including drive time are in there. And now we get to scheduling each day's focus blocks in 1 to 4 hour focus blocks. Step number 4, review and adjust your calendar. So I want to say a couple of things about that, because typically every Sunday I like to plan out everything for the upcoming week. So I put all of the focus blocks, I put all of the, you know, meetings, other things on my calendar. But I also understand that day to day things can shift and change. So what I like to do is make sure that every morning I do have 15 to 30 minutes that I call plan the day, where I look at the focus blocks I've scheduled and based on, you know, what's changed, how I feel, maybe I don't feel well today or I feel great today, I might shift some of the focus blocks, the daily massive action focus blocks, depending on what's going on that morning. You've always got to give yourself every single day a 15 to 30 minute block that you call plan the day, just to review the focus blocks you pre-scheduled and make sure that everything is where it needs to be and you didn't miss anything. Like sometimes I will miss on the fact that I said I was going to get this thing done and I'm like, but I have a doctor's appointment today and the doctor is an hour and a half away. Well, no, I'm not going to get all this post-production done today because of that. So I would say make sure every single day you're reviewing and adjusting your calendar. It shouldn't take you more than 30 minutes, but you want to be able to do a few things with the review and the adjustment. So on Sunday, after I've planned the entire upcoming week, I review the week's focus blocks and all of the time scheduled. And what I'm reviewing is I want to make sure that I've created natural transitions from one task to another. So for example, one of my current struggles is meditation. I do not have a system for getting in daily meditation. I wish I could tell you I did. I don't. I don't want to wake up first thing in the morning ever and meditate, because when I wake up in the morning, I'm ready to go. I'm like, we have daily massive action to do. So that is not a good time for me to meditate, because I want to be about my business in the morning. And I'm a morning person. But then I'm also not a night person. So when I get to 8 o'clock, which would be an ideal time before bed to meditate, the last thing I want to actually do is meditate. So what I'm looking at, and this is something I'm currently figuring out, is how do I habit stack? How do I pair meditation as a prerequisite to doing something I really want to do? Since obviously if I'm avoiding meditation, it's not something I really want to do. And so I would say it batch tasks that are similar and occur in similar environments. So if you know you're on a lot of calls, what can you batch with calls that really works for it? Maybe you're in the quiet of your office, you have a bunch of calls, and then you can write for an hour because the door is closed to your office, nobody's bugging you, they know you're on calls. Now you can fit in an hour of writing time. Maybe you know you've got to do a workout. So what you do is you walk the dog at a certain time in the morning. So you already have some 30 minutes of steps going on. You come back, you immediately go to your fitness room and you do an hour workout then, because you're already in that workout mode. So both when you use your weekly planning time, I want you to look at your calendar and see, where can I batch tasks? What is my best time of energy to do things? And can I make sure that I'm doing the biggest tasks and the most important tasks for my life and business at the time of day where I have my best energy? And can I save things like checking email for after dinner, where I'm not in a great energy spot perhaps, and so it doesn't really matter all that much? Once again, look for ways to create natural transitions from one task to another. Batch your tasks where and when you can, and make sure that you are doing your most important work at the best time of day for your energy. Keep any unimportant tasks at your lowest energy part of the day. Really critical to do that. Final step in terms of how to strategically plan your week, step number 5, prep your environment in advance to make things easier. I cannot say this enough. And James Clear talks about this in Atomic Habits. Whatever advanced prep you can do, gym clothes chosen and easily accessible the night before, a full tank of gas in the car when you know you're driving a long distance in the morning, the document open on your laptop when you'll be writing the next morning. Every minute you save in getting your environment ready is a moment you get to spend working in that environment. Get everything set up. So I'll give you an example. I have a number of microphones, not just one. I have a voiceover booth, and guess what? In the voiceover booth, it is already set up and ready to go. It is soundproof. The mic is ready to go. The headset is ready to go. I have like 4 different headsets that I purchased because in my office, I have a mic and a headset. In this voiceover booth, I have a mic and a headset. In my second floor office, I have a mic and a headset. Like everywhere has a mic and a headset. You know why? Because I don't even, when I need to be in one office versus the other or in the voiceover booth, I don't want to have to think about lugging either a mic or a headset to any of the different locations I could use. I want everything to be ready when I go in the room. And you have no idea how much time that saves you. That applies to everything. Again, every minute you save in getting your environment ready is a moment you get to spend working in that environment. When I am writing a book, and I'm currently writing a new book, I always have on my computer the tab of that outline, the Word document for the actual book. And in the book outline, I always have in a different color, what are my next steps? So where did I leave off yesterday? And what are my next steps? So I don't spend 10 minutes of my writing time sitting in front of my laptop going, okay, where did I leave off yesterday? And what do I need to do today? And I don't do that. Because I know every minute I have to stop and figure out where I left off is a minute I'm not actually doing DMA, daily massive action. No. So prep your environment in advance to make things easier. So again, how do you strategically plan your week? I gave you 5 steps. Step number 1, schedule a recurring appointment for your daily non-negotiables. Non-negotiables like sleep and eating and showering and kid drop-off and pick-up and workouts. Step number 2, plan and schedule your acts of self-care however you define self-care. Hair, nails, massage, sauna, spin class, meditation. Put those, first of all, daily non-negotiables. Step 2, self-care. Step 3, schedule each day's focus blocks in 1 to 4 hour focus block increments for things like content creation, meetings, coaching calls, writing, research, checking social media, budgeting, financial planning, study time. Step number 4, review and adjust your calendar. Look for ways to create natural transitions from one task to another. Batch tasks where and when you can. Use your best time of day energy for your most important tasks. And step number 5, prep your environment in advance to make getting stuff done easier. Really, really critical. All right. So again, if you would like to access my weekly planner that I use every single week, absolutely love it. I think it's just amazing. Go to cassandravaughn.lpages.co/weekly-planner/. Again, that is cassandravaughn.lpages.co/weekly-planner/. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening to She Runs the Show. If there's somebody you know who really needs help with time management and priority management and just planning their life, share this episode with them. And as always, I will catch you on the next episode of She Runs the Show.